assessment indicated that a program change was needed to put Democracy Now! In the evening or on the weekends, preferably. Putting it in the morning, changing the time for that, has no indications left whatsoever in any of the information that's been given so far. To a large part also, the fact that this decision was made without direct consultation with any other entity other than within the program council. Because she's not here, I've been asked to speak to it, but to remind the LSB that KFCF was never informed, never consulted, and never had any input into this process whatsoever. Part of this is of a concern because the income for KFCF is directly tied to any programming decisions made at KPFA. Literally, 10% of the income that comes out of the Bay Area is what supports, or 10% of the programming that comes out of, or 10% of the income of the programming ends up paying for KFCF down there. And without a due and proper examination of finances and what's involved here, it's kind of strange to be willing to make a change and not have any financial information whatsoever to back it up. I would suggest instead that we refer this back to the program council with specific instruction to do community assessment, to do the financial impact, and to take a look at other alternatives than the time frame that's already been put in place with their motion. Simply because from everything we've gotten in email and so far, it's literally a 50-50 split. There is no predominant choice one way or the other. And that needs to be examined and determined before we just decide for the heck of it to do the change right now.
Hands. I'm going to call on Bonnie first, but there's no stack. She was just in. So I am really looking, but it's got to have to be prompt. Okay, Bonnie's next.
I have a substitute motion to resolution number 2 regarding the KPFA morning drive programming changes. It was submitted by myself and Marnie Tattersall. Whereas there are concerns that the programming change, which would move Democracy Now! To its present start time, from its present start time of 9 a.m. to 7 a.m. start time, may cause serious financial harm to the station. And whereas there is insufficient information available about the listenership patterns at KPFA with which to make this programming change, whereas it is within the responsibilities of the station management to assemble information on station listenership patterns, and fundraising activities, whereas we believe the listeners have expressed a desire for an open and transparent KPFA, and that it is essential that we treat our listeners with respect and make decisions in a fair and collaborative manner. Therefore, be it resolved that the KPFA local station board direct station management to conduct a listener survey and present the results to the LSB within the next 3 months. Be it further resolved that the LSB directs management to produce a financial impact assessment of the proposed morning drive time lineup based upon the results of the listener survey and the 3 most recent fundraising periods within a month after presentation of the listener survey results. Be it further resolved that if after reviewing the results of the listener survey and the financial impact statement of the proposed morning lineup, and finding that no serious financial harm will be caused to the station, the program coordinator and general manager will implement the proposed morning lineup changes no later than 2 months from the date of the published financial impact assessment.
A motion has been made. Did I hear a second? This is now a substitute motion. Am I correct?
Yes,
there is a substitute motion on the floor, so now let me just clarify. For those who had your hands up before, now we're addressing the issue of the substitute motions on the floor. Discussion is on that. Cepeda.
I oppose this motion because this motion doesn't address the main question in front of us. The main question that I think was misled to some of the listeners was misled by the court that was read in the air, that the question in front of us wasn't that we are going to make a programming decision. We are LSP. We are not going to micromanage this station. We are not going to do that. The question is, the program council has already made the decision. Are we willing to empower a democratic process at this station or not? That is the motion in front of us. We have to be clear what we are discussing today. I support the re-airing democracy now at night time as well too, definitely. And I agree with Nathan who said that. I agree with you. But we have to first empower a democratic process for decision-making, programming at this station, and we go step by step. So what is in front of us today is the decision-making process. Last time, we empowered PC, Program Council. This week, we are saying, thank you. This week, we are saying, we empowered PC, we respect the decision they make. 7 months ago, the discussion was around for 1 year. We had lots of time to look into all these questions. Coming back and putting a substitute motion today, not to implement the decision, but to look into if this is the right thing to do, is wrong. This is not a substitute motion.
Okay. All right, I'm going to actually alternate here. I'm going to do William.
I support the substitute motion that's on the floor, and I'd just like to state that I think that by this body saying that they're going to push forward, by the program council asking for this board to empower their democratic process is in effect us making a decision that affects the air, which is managing day-to-day operations, and that's essentially what passing the motion that this substitute is replacing would do. I also have issues with process. I think that that's the main issue. I don't think that by supporting this substitute motion in front of us means that we're anti-democratic. I think that there are problems with the democratic process at the station. It's not a transparent process as far as program council and notes not being furnished to folks and people not being completely aware and notes not attributing statements to individuals. And I think it's problematic that we're talking about how Program Council has brought forth a motion for the LSB to vote on. I don't remember seeing anything that says that the Program Council voted to bring this motion to the local station board. And if someone has information like that, I'd like it to be presented because I don't think Program Council made a vote. I think Steve and Carol took the initiative to bring it to the body, and that's their personal prerogative, but as far as it being voted on by the body, I don't think that that's happened. So they have made a decision, but I don't believe that the process has been fair, and that's what this motion's about, is looking at the process and trying to broaden it to make sure that it's an open and democratic process.
I disagree. To myself, it's another, as a vote of dissent from the staff. Here we go again, creating another diversion, another thing to get embroiled and waste countless hours, energy, and time. I saw this process because I've been involved with this process. 7 months ago, we spent 2 grueling sessions with all the interest groups, staff, unpaid staff, the program council, management, exactly, representatives were there, all involved. We made a decision. The program council made a decision. I know some of you don't see democracy as democratic unless it serves your selfish needs. I'm also a community activist, a community member. I'm out there organizing labor, the immigrant communities. I hear it. I hear you. There's a mandate been set forth. Democracy isn't something that is only good when it serves your needs. This has been the mandate. We are community public radio. That means the community has the power to oversight, to set policy, and hire a general manager to implement the wishes and desire of the community. Not because your staff all of a sudden, we have a right to determine what that is. I listen. I might not like some decisions. I might not like certain speech. But all of that, like free speech, is free until it doesn't meet your interpretation. And here, a decision was made democratically. We have to honor that, even if it goes against your beliefs. That beliefs have come from complacency and being stuck for so long in that situation.
I am against this substitute motion. What's at stake here is a respect for the democratic process.
That's right.
A decision was arrived at by the Program Council. It was a fair one. To be sure, the Program Council is not perfect. We need to look at it, follow how it proceeds, and we may revisit its composition down the road. But it had the right to make the decision. It made a right decision. We have to honor it. Now, let me say something else. I've been involved with this process of change here for the last 4 years. Let me make it clear that there's never been an attempt on the part of the community, the activists, the LSB people, to lord it over staff. As a matter of fact, if today, let me repeat that, we have staff people on the LSB, it's because the community fought for that. Oh. Were it not for KPFA, we would not have staff representation on the LSBs throughout the system, because we fought for it, we believed in it. It's a fair system that we've put in place. There is no intention here to lord it over staff, to marginalize staff, to humiliate staff. That's not the point. A democratic solution was arrived at. It may not be perfect, but let's live with it. And it is not my intention. I'm not interested in that. And I'll fight it here to micromanage what happens at the station. But we have to respect the decision. As for the arguments that have been made, that somehow, economically, the sky will fall, that's rubbish. We know it is rubbish. There has been no serious analysis done. No serious analysis done. And we have had months to do an analysis. It was not done. So let's try it. Thomas is absolutely right. It's an experiment. Let's try. And if 6 months from now it doesn't work, we will revisit it. Let me say one more thing. In recent months, we have set the bar very high when it comes to fundraising. And at times, we haven't met our goals. What do? We add 3-4 additional days. We can do that here. Let's say that the shortfall is $190,000, as somebody has expressed. Well, we can easily add 5 days over a period of a year. The sky will not fall. Let's be fair about it. Thank you.
All right. Willie next. I'm alternating. You know what I'm doing.
It seems to me, since the lab or the station board didn't have anything to do with that decision, so I'm saying it's too narrowly tailored. I think everybody should have something to do with this decision. We have an opportunity now for that to happen. We have an opportunity to cool all of the braceness and things that's going on here with this board. We darn more to harm ourselves than we are to get a good start after going through 2 or 3 years of really hard fighting about diversity and everything else. Now it's time us making sure that decision is democratized. Don't say that you took a few people over at a program council and you spoke for KPFA. You really didn't. We need to start over and setting up our structures so we'll have something that everybody has some input on for the program council. Now, as too many people feel left out, why would people come on now just trying to jam everything down somebody's throat that they had 7-8 months ago when we were going through a transition. I mean, what is the problem? There's a lot of opposition. A lot of people say they didn't have nothing to say about it. Well, let's give them something to say about it. And then look at the total thing. Don't just say, hey, just move this. We need to look at programming, period, of how we should have democracy in. I agree that sometimes we should have an evening program on democracy. But let's do one thing at a time. If you get everybody on it, we'll start to getting along, and that's the only way that we're going to meet any portion of our mission. And you new people that's on here, speak for yourself. Find out for yourself. Don't go around here following people because they've been here a while. Use your own mind about what we're trying to do. Because I'm telling you, a whole lot of us got more things to do than to sit around here and go through all of this crap. Really. Now, let's get it together. Is it going to bust you because you got to wait 3 months and give the listeners who keep this place going and put the money into it? You can't even wait and give them a say-so? Why do you think you need to be so powerful that you can go off with a few people and the rest of us ain't here and you're going to come back and jam it down their throat? That's why you're getting so much. See, first thing you do, you want to jam it down their throat, and then you turn around, cut off debate, keep people from speaking. Is that supposed to be helping us out? I think not. I support this, to let people cool off, and let's get something going. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and everybody. Fadi Sab here for the record. Last fall, I was one of three people that actually voted against this when I was on the local advisory board. I was actually the only community representative that voted against this. I voted against this with Mary Berg and Matt Martin, who both were staff members. However, at the end of my vote, I said there was a democratic vote taken at the program council. I will respect that. And I think that's really important for us all to keep in mind. A democratic vote was taken. We need to respect that. And the issue here is not whether we're changing one or the other, but the vote was taken, a democratic vote, and we as a local station board must respect that and vote in favor of that and oppose the substitute motion presented by Bonnie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Carol.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the alternating.
Yeah, you should be starving.
Sorry. Max Pringle has not spoken. I'm talking about Max Pringle. Max Pringle has not spoken on this. Max Pringle.
I support this motion, and because we've heard testimony today suggesting that the Democracy Now! Morning Show time and change will adversely affect our mission of providing quality local programming for our signal area. It's imperative we put aside our own interests and wants and act in the best interests of our listeners, many of whom think they're better served by programming that reflects the varied needs of this area. It's crucial in this time when the Bay Area, state, and nation are in an important election year that people are allowed to hear issues affecting them at the international, national, and most importantly, local level. Marnie and Bonnie's materials show that our fundraising activities could be severely impacted. We're charged as a board with keeping the station financially viable, growing our audience, and staying true to our progressive mission. Political considerations, personal preferences, and other non-relevant considerations have to be put aside. This board is mandated with serving all our listeners and potential new listeners. A programming change during morning drive is of crucial importance, and it is to be given all the necessary analysis that it's due.
Okay, Carol, and I, this is not directed to anybody in particular, but just to review, debate, say something new, bring up new points. We need to look to see whether there are new issues that can be used to convince, or we test for whether, okay? Let's present new information. Carol.
Okay. Well, there are a few things I do want to say. As a member of the KPFA Program Council, who was elected by the elected lab, along with two other elected lab members and three other community members who were chosen after a screening process where carts went on the air and people were chosen to represent the community on the program council. Anyway, having served on the program council now for a year and a half, and I'm very glad to soon be retiring, a process began about a year ago in March to look at our morning lineup. And the first thing we did was we added a second airing of Democracy Now. It was Democracy Now was on the air at 9 a.m. only. And we determined that we needed to have it on at 6 as well to continue after Amy went back to producing only 1 hour of programming per day. She'd done two during the war, and we decided we'd leave it on for 2 hours afterwards. We did that as part of a planned progression. We wanted to look at what our morning lineup should be over the long term. We did a lot of analysis. We thought about it. We wanted to bring in more local programming to KPFA, new programming. And so we left Democracy Now! At 6 a.m. as partly as a placeholder for that, so that we could put out and ask for proposals for this 5 to 7 slot. I hope that the new program council that will continue on that work and will bring in 10 new local programs, labor programming, women's programming, immigrants programming, all kinds of things. We have a wealth of people out there in working in collectives now who need airtime. And moving Democracy Now! To 7 a.m., we will accomplish one thing, which is to put it on at the time when the most people have their radios turned on. We felt that that was extremely important at this time in our country, to put Democracy Now! On when the most people could hear it. It was also the intention, as the next step at the program council, to find another time to rebroadcast Democracy Now! In the evening. And I hope that the program council will continue in that progression of taking incremental, carefully thought through steps to bring in the new programming at 5 to 7, to make this change that they've already agreed to, and bring Democracy Now! On in the evening. So that's what I hope will
happen. Thanks, Carol. Am I missing anybody on this side of the room? Willie?
Yes, thank you. The new information I have here is that a decision similar to the one that is included in the original motion is now, I think, before the Los Angeles Local Station Board, and it is to be appealed to the Pacifica National Board and its attorneys. That decision, a ruling by the attorney and the National Board, will affect what we do here. The passage of the substitute motion avoids the outcome of that decision, because we will then not be in the process of micromanaging, which is part of the language used in the Los Angeles case. One other thing that's new here is that you recall the discussion that Jim and I had about the diversity of the membership. Now, this substitute motion does not refer to this membership in its diverse forms, but you should know, based on Jim's comment, that he, in implementing the substitute motion, will in fact see the membership as a diverse group whose styles of listening, etc., will be considered in the survey. And that makes it, I think, an excellent motion. I think those are new considerations. They argue for the passage of the substitute motion, and that is my position.
Okay, and Mary, I just realized what you're talking about. Can you come here? Is there, it just doesn't feel appropriate for you to speak as a member.
You like it?
Yeah, thank you. I think it's more appropriate that somebody take care of the controls. So, Mary, when you come up here, I'll call on you. But Gerald is next.
As I stated earlier, brothers and sisters, what you're seeing here with this new, it's not so new actually, motion is an attempt to throw sand into the eyes of those who are not aware of what's going on. It's ultimately bogus, okay? This, all this talk about, oh, the listeners don't know, listen to this. In 2000, the LAB...
Excuse me, point
point of order.
Yes.
That was just went to motive. By
it, it did
it
actually. So just the intent. The intent of the substitute motion is to throw sand. So can we say it a different way?
Sorry for being clear.
Just the intent of the motion.
Let's see. This I want to presume this is off of my time. It is clear that such contributions wind up wasting an inordinate amount of time, and I can only see that it is deliberate.
Okay, Gerald. Yes, we don't have to go there. Let me just clarify. We're talking about behavior.
Motivation.
Okay.
Yeah, behavior. Behavior.
Okay, can't
motivation.
Go to the motive.
Yeah.
We just see that it wastes a lot of time.
We see that.
Objectively, whether I like it or not, their contributions have been wasting enormous amounts of time.
Well, I guess the term is taking time. Taking time.
Taking.
Let me try to deal with
an
this.
An inordinately large amount of time. This is what they do, and here's why.
All right, William, what's the point of order? Tell me in one or two sentences.
Yeah.
All right, Mary, do you have those comments?
That is very accurate.
Okay.
Thank
can you?
I think you should be asking me.
No. She read what she has taken. Those are the words that he has agreed he has said. And
I'm
Gerald,
trying.
We're going to behavior and conduct and not motive.
Madam Chair.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you're going to motive now, too, obviously. You're saying it's a deliberate attempt, correct?
Wait a minute. This is ridiculous.
This is in the record.
Just call him out of order.
This is in the record. And, Gerald, I'd like, can you take one more minute to make a statement about short of motive and short of motive? We're talking about conduct.
As I was reading here, when they started cutting me off, in 2000, the lab conducted a community needs assessment, which included sending a survey to every KPFA subscriber and conducting 19 town hall meetings around the signal area. Some of these people already know this stuff. That's why one has to assume there's something wrong here. They know that there was every serious... When you send out a survey... They did send out a survey is what's happening. Now, they don't agree with the result of it, and so you're getting all of this, you see. But the fact of the matter is that what you see here is a difference between those who want to defend the interests of the listeners and those who want to defend the interests of a tiny minority within the staff. And that's what we have. That's what we have. Well, that's my analysis. I'm sorry.
Okay, we got time.
That's right.
The time issue. I think.
I can't lose my time from them cutting me off.
No. Wait.
We gave you another minute beyond.
All right. And okay, I'm not going to comment. Lisa's been waiting. I'm doing. You know what I'm doing in terms of rotating its content as well as geography here.
I really support the substitute motion. I think it avoids the issues that Willie has stated, and I appreciated what Mark said about what has been, revealed over the last 2 weeks. I think it's right on. I want to say that as a staff person who is really responsible for raising the money for the station, to be told that you can't predict what's going to happen at all, when I know what is when I feel very certain about what is going to happen, because I've been raising money for the station for 5 years in the morning, and to have my opinion and my agreement with what Phil Osagueda is saying and what Jim is saying completely discounted is really, really hard for me personally. I'm not just here because I'm the executive producer of the morning show. I'm serving all of KPFA's listeners. I'm serving the people who love public affairs. I'm also serving the people who love music and drama and literature. First Light was canceled. And now with talk about, we'll just rebroadcast at night, that either means that our local public affairs programming at 7 will be preempted because of this Democracy Now, or it means that an hour of music programming is going to be lost. And clearly that is desired by many of the people who love public affairs. And I'm not going to judge that at all. But if, the man who said, during public comment period that we should Why is this going in staggered bits? Why isn't it all part of one package? This substitute motion would be a comprehensive survey so that if, okay, Democracy Now! Is going to be played at night, at least you'll know what hour people want to hear it. And we don't need to experiment with the listeners. We can actually have some real information about what listeners want. So that is why I support this substitute motion. I think it is very respectful of the listeners and the staff and the local station board and will give us important information that we need. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to call on Mark.
I rise to call for the orders of the day. Excuse me, if I may explain. There is a new business scheduled for 3 p.m. This is a special order. We're already overdue. Miguel has to leave in a few minutes. I believe you have an appointment at 4 and a long drive, and he really wants to be able to vote on this. A motion to call for the order of the day does not require recognition of the chair. It does not require a second. It's non-debatable. And it basically means that unless two-thirds of this board wants to extend debate, we would immediately move to a vote on the substitute motion, and then whatever motion is left after that vote, we vote on that, and then we move on to new business.
We're testing to see. It would be two-thirds opposed to calling the question on the substitute motion to end it, right? So, in other words, who is in favor of...
We haven't all spoken.
Well, first of all, not everybody gets an opportunity to speak, and I was about to say there are 12 people who've spoken on the substitute motion so far. 12 people have spoken, and there's a special order of the day. So the question is, do we have two-thirds people saying no, they want to continue discussion? Is that really what would determine? Okay, so all in favor of calling the question on the substitute... No, it's not. What's my language? It's the first time I've gotten this one.
All in favor of proceeding to the orders of the day.
All in favor of proceeding to the orders of the day. Which means... Okay.
Can you be slow down and speak slowly so people will know where we are and understand?
We're set to start new business at 3 o'clock. Yeah, thank you. We are set to start new business at 3 o'clock. It's now 3 o'clock. According to the agenda, I'm in the middle of a sentence. Lost my train of thought. We have to decide, we have to end this item and move to the next item of business as a special order, unless two-thirds of the people here want to continue the discussion on the item that should be done at this point. Okay. So, all in favor of ending this item, all in favor of calling the question so we can move to the new business as the special order on the agenda requires, raise their hand. This is all in favor of ending debate and voting on the issue of the substitute resolution. All right, and we would need two-thirds to say no.
Two-thirds have to be opposed.
Two-thirds opposed. So we need a counter. Mayor, are you the counter?
13 in favor.
All opposed. Okay. So that means we are now voting on the substitute motion as read by Bonnie, which we basically all have copies of in writing in front of us, so it doesn't have to be reread. Is that okay? All right. So all in favor of the substitute motion read by Bonnie, raise your hand.
We're going to do a roll call.
Roll call.
Howard Beeman.
No. Mary Bird.
Yes.
Max Fletcher.
No.
Conley?
No.
Ted Friedman?
No.
Addie Hallett?
Yes.
Mark Fernandez?
Yes.
Jane Jackson?
No.
Sophia Casrosa?
No.
Michael Lubin?
No.
Miguel Molina?
No.
Max Pringle?
Yes.
Sarah Rangawa?
Yes.
Willie Radcliffe?
Yes.
Lisa Rothman?
Yes.
Bobby Sabah?
No.
Gerald Sanders?
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes, please.
Carol Spooner?
No.
Marty Tattersall?
Yes.
Willie Thompson?
Yes.
William Walker?
Yes.
And Mark Williams?
No.
I'll be happy.
Can we go immediately to the main motion and go on?
I have 12 no's. And 11 yes.
Okay, now we vote on the main motion, which was read.
Yes.
My understanding is special order. Yes. Is this a point of information or order? What's the point? There's a point of information.
You know, we've in the past this issue hasn't come up, and we've been flexible with the time. So I want to know what made this agenda special, so that Michael could make the motion that he, the special orders of the day thing. What made this thing special, this agenda special?
It's the language. There are times in here, and
it was in the agenda.
It's in the agenda. It's the way the agenda was done.
Point it out to
yes.
Me.
Yes.
Point of order. Let me answer that. In previous agendas,
sorry,
I was recognized. In some previous agendas, it says the times are only advisory. This one, it doesn't, and it gives clock times, and that means they're special orders. That's what we approved.
All right, so we're calling the question on the main motion. Okay, roll call. Mary, you ready? The main motion is the motion
read
by Steve. Does it need to be read again? This is the one from three meetings ago, actually, right? The number two of the three meetings ago? Okay.
Resolve that. In the specific case of the Program Council decision made last October to move Democracy Now! From 9 to 10 a.m. to 7 to 8 a.m. and to move the morning show from 7 to 9 a.m. To 8 to 10 a.m., which decision the Program Council reaffirmed on December 16th when it decided the change was to have been implemented on or about March 9th, the LSB finds that the time change, 1, does not raise legal issues that pose a threat to the broadcast license, 2, does not raise personnel issues that conflict with the disciplinary action taken by the GM, and 3, does not violate the KPFA union contract, and 4, will not cause serious financial harm to the station. Therefore, the LSB directs the general manager to implement the time change within a reasonable time frame, not to exceed 4 months from this date.
Okay. Motion has been read. Made and seconded. We need to call the question. All in favor?
No. Roll call.
Oh, roll call, right. Thank you, roll call, clearly. Mary. Because of the special order, let me just clarify. There were not two-thirds of the people to say that we should extend discussion, which means that the agenda requires we move to new business at 3 o'clock, and it requires that we end this item. There were not two-thirds to change that.
All right.
It's the same thing. We have a special order to move to do business at 3 o'clock, which means we have to end unfinished business at this point, and it's not debatable. Roll call.
Howard Beeman, I have a yes. Mary Bird?
No.
William Walker?
Yes.
Steve Connolly?
Yes.
Ted Friedman?
Yes.
Annie Cabot?
No.
Mark Hernandez?
No.
Jackson?
Yes.
Cynthia
Cumberosha?
Yes. Michael Lubin?
Yes.
Miguel Molina?
Yes.
Max Kringle?
No.
Sarah Ragawa?
No.
Willie Ratcliffe?
Willie
Ratcliffe?
No.
Wait, excuse me.
Willie,
you
got
to go. Excuse me. No. Are you passing?
Yes.
And
Lamar
Williams.
Yes.
Okay, let's count, please.
Oh,
What about James?
Okay, motion passes.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes. Yes.
I would like it entered into the record, an objection to the fact that for the first time an agenda specifically excluded the language, and that it was rather convenient that this was done in this manner, with the orders of the day being called, using this one-time exception, and that the democratic process has been violated extensively by the abuse of the system and what appears to be a collaborative effort among the officers of this board.
Okay, that's in the record. I would like to entertain a motion for a brief adjournment.
Brief recess.
Recess. Wishful thinking. Brief recess. 10 minutes. Any objection? You object to? Is it?
I'd like to also insert a comment into the record.
Please talk into a mic.
I'm waiting to be honored. That's why I don't know if my objection is being honored.
Go for it.
I'd also like to say that the email that went out on behalf of the secretary to members who commented in regard to the proposed changes, I'd like it to be put in the record that the secretary spoke on behalf of all of the local station board members in regard to the vote that we just took without consulting us, and abused his power as secretary in corresponding with individuals about the program change.
Borderline on motivation and intent, but that's in the record at this point, correct? Okay.
I move that we recess for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I move
to all right. Well, we're recessing for 10 minutes.
The secretary didn't hear what I stated, and it's the intent of what I'm saying is that the secretary of this board made statements in regard to the program changes and. The letter that he sent out to the board, I mean to listeners that requested information on the change, is thank you for using our new listener feedback facility on kpfa.org. The local station board members appreciate hearing how the listeners feel. We board members have been quite concerned about the time changes for the morning show and Democracy Now! The KPFA Program Council voted for these changes, but they have not yet been implemented by the station. Your concerns will help us decide how we'll vote on the issue this morning. And I'm stating that this information, and there's more on the email, is not based on anything that was conferred upon by this full station board, and that the secretary abused his power by sending this letter out. That's my statement. That's my objection.
All right. We're having recess.